Welcome to Morning English. This is Nora.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利啊。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。大家可以微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
没错，这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。那么大家赶紧去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。Summer, 你知道中文最近有一个热词叫做英语吗？
English? How could it become a buzzword?
其实呢，这个英语是一个缩写词，指的是著名表演艺术家那英老师的语言艺术，简称英语。
I got it. Yeah, she has a reputation for speaking very directly.
Exactly. She's definitely a straight talker. And sometimes her way of speaking is even seen as rude.
对，就是那英的说话方式啊，就是非常直，非常刚。
当然呢，也有人评价会显得有一点点没有礼貌。
有点社会，对吗？Actually, this is not news anymore. She's been like this for years in the show business.
Yeah, but recently she surprised the public once and again in the show Sisters Who Make Waves 2.
哎，对，听说她在节目里就直接怼张柏芝啊。说起话来真的就是一点都不怕得罪别人。
对，那今天我们的节目呢，就和大家一起来聊一聊那英。我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Before talking about 那英， let's have an interview first, Summer.
An interview?、Okay, shoot me.
What would you do if someone asks you a question that's inappropriate, impolite, or even rude?
An inappropriate or impolite question?、一个不那么礼貌的问题啊。
对啊，
I feel I might freeze completely.
Freeze 就是呆住了，对吧？那不知道到底是要该说什么，对不对？
Yeah, and then probably I will change the subject. Start talking about something else.
I would probably do the same. 反正就是转移话题，说点别的嘛。
Or
I will politely address it, telling them that I'd rather not discuss that.
那这个表达 I'd rather not discuss that.意思就是我不想讨论这个。Would rather 意思就是宁愿，它比直接说 want to 会要更加礼貌一些。
Right. We can just tell them I'm sorry, that's private.
Exactly. First we can apologize for refusing to answer them sorry, and then tell them the reason.
对，就说明这是我的私事嘛，稍微有分寸一点的人呢就不会继续追问了。
But what if they keep pushing and being intrusive
In this case, we can study from 那英，就是学一学英语啦。Okay, so here, intrusive means someone is very disturbing. 意思就是非常侵入性的啊。Intrusive questions 就可以指非常唐突的问题。如果继续追问呢，我们的态度其实也可以更刚一点。
How to do it?
Well, her trick is to ask a question instead of answering. For example, she will ask, why do you want to know?
Very smart. You can ask a question instead of answering. 就是别人问你一个问题，你就用问句来回答。就比如可以先问，哎，你为什么要知道吗？
Yeah, this is directly calling someone out.
Absolutely. To call someone out can mean to criticize someone about something they have said or done and challenge them to explain it.
对，所以这个表达直译是把某个人叫出来，也就是中文说的叫板了。When people keep intruding on privacy, that's how to let them know it's not okay.
Yes, it's time to show them our attitude.
All right.
Intrude, 这个是动词，它的形容词我们刚刚才讲过嘛， intrusive. 然后动词后面加个 on, intrude on privacy, 意思就是侵犯隐私。那同样啊，我们其实也可以这么说， Why does this interest you?
Yeah, they mean the same. Also, you can use rhetorical questions to shut them up.Like when a reporter asked Na Ying about her friends' personal lives, she just replied, Do you think I know everything or what?
你真的是好好研究了，对吗？
对。
A rhetorical question, 就是一个反问句。那英平常怼别人啊，很常见的一个就是用反问句。
对，这个比问问句还要升级一点。
对，然后还有一点讽刺的语气，对吗？
那刚刚其实就是说啊，那英她被记者问到朋友的私事的时候，就直接问，你觉得我是什么都知道吗？
It's really sarcastic, but true.、
Mm-hmm.
Now I know. For example, I can tell them, isn't this question too private? Instead of, sorry, this is private.
Right, the tone of the first sentence is definitely harsher.
Yeah.
那反问的语气呢，明显就要严肃很多，也可以来表达你的生气了。
Exactly. Okay, so we've learned that the first trick is to ask questions. Any other strategies?
Yeah, the next one is to play dumb.
So you mean saying, I don't know, to any question you don't want to answer.
Exactly. 那前面说了一个短语啊 play dumb. Dumb 就是指的哑的。那这里要注意这个单词的末尾 B 是不发音的。Yeah. It's a silent B, yeah.
yeah.
所以这个短语的意思呢指的其实就是装聋作哑装傻。
对你这么说我还真有印象。就是媒体啊有时候会问那英对于其他歌手的看法。
嗯。
那他就会说 who are you talking about?I don't know them.
是的，当然有时候我觉得他也可能真的是不知道。
这浪姐二，他很多人他都不认识。
对，有可能并不是装傻，是 it's real.
真傻。
Yeah.
我知道国外呢，有一名女歌手 Mariah Carey, 她也很喜欢用这种方式来回答。
Mm-hmm.
She even did a better job. She'll brush it off with a smile and an innocent look, saying, I still don't know. I'm very forgetful.
完全可以想象这个画面了。那Brush it off with a smile. Brush 指的就是刷子嘛、嗯、那刚刚这个短语的意思其实就是说轻描淡写微笑带过。那所以你可以看出来他加了一些小动作，而且还会用无辜的眼神看着你说 I'm very forgetful. 我非常的健忘。
She's the master of playing dumb.
With no doubt.
Yeah, but I think in reality, most people would still like to politely address it.You know, to avoid arguments.
Right. That's why some people may think Na Ying was just a straight talker. She's very straightforward. But others have criticized her as blunt or even disrespectful.
嗯，很多人就钦佩 Na Ying, 说她说话直爽，但也有很多人就批评她的说话风格。就比如我们刚刚用到的几个形容词，
嗯
，a straight talker, straightforward.这两个单词都可以表示直爽的，都是比较 positive, 正面的这种褒义词。
对，但是另外两个单词 blunt and disrespectful 这两个就有一点带着批评的意味了。
Yeah, like blunt, it means very direct, saying exactly what you think without trying to be polite.
Yeah,
这个单词可以理解为说话太直，但是完全是不顾及礼貌的，有点贬义了。
Yeah, and another word, disrespectful, it's totally derogatory. 那么这个单词就是完全的贬义了，代表的是无理的，不尊重人的。
Right, right. Some mentioned that once 林志玲 made a toast to 那英 and 那英 buttoned it up instantly and asked 林 to do the same.
Really? I don't know about that. 那么刚刚说到这个 make a toast 就是指的敬酒了、
嗯、
button up, 那 button 是见底嘛， button up 这个短语就指的干
杯、
嗯、所以当年林志玲敬酒那英的时候，那英是马上就喝光了。
对，
同时呢他要林志玲也干了、
嗯、
So what happened next?
Well, you know, Lin at first didn't drink and she claimed that she couldn't drink, but Na insisted that she had to drink it all. Anyway, it was quite embarrassing.
I can feel it. 就真的还挺尬的。
是啊，
我突然想起他说过这句话，叫做最烦做作的人。
你这句话缓和了不少啊，自动和谐一些不文明的字。
Yeah, right.This is also the main criticism towards Na Ying, saying she makes improper speech sometimes.
Yeah, considering that she's a celebrity with influence, it is indecent to some extent.
Right. 那刚刚前面讲的这个短语 improper speech 就指的言辞不当、啊
嗯、
因为她作为一名公众人物嘛，也有很大的影响力，所以这种过分的直接不仅得罪了很多人，也是网友对她的最主要的批评了、
啊。Yeah.Okay, so we've talked so much about her.、
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm really curious how you guys think about Na Ying. Do you think she's just a straight talker or she's actually blunt and disrespectful? You're very welcome to tell us in the comment section.
是的，那我们今天的节目呢也到这里结束啦。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，
就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带着大家一起来学习7天，
对，这个活动呢真的非常合适想要提高英语水平的同学，限量是200个名额，想要报名免费体验的同学可以赶紧去微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。 That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Summer. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。